and welcome to this podcast focusing on using ONET occupational information to assist persons with disabilities. This is Dr. Janet Wall, Senior Trainer for ONET Academy, on behalf of the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment, and Training Administration. Today we have with us Steve Hughes. This is his 24th year in employment for the California County of Humboldt's Employment Training Division. In my preliminary discussions with Steve, it was clear that ONET information and resources play a pretty major role in Steve's agency. Steve, thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Janet, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about ONET.
Steve, you work for the County of Humboldt's Department of Health and Human Services. Would you tell us a little bit about your agency and its basic missions, and along the way, indicate what your role is in the agency?
Sure. Under the umbrella of the Department of Health and Human Services, Social Services Branch, we operate the Workforce Investment Act employment and training programs here in Humboldt County in partnership with the One Stop Center, the Workforce Investment Board, and several other local partners. Collectively, our objective is to support self-sufficiency in the community. My piece of this puzzle as the Disability Program Navigator is to promote use of our programs by people with disabilities and to encourage local employers to hire people with disabilities.
So your responsibilities are vast. Today I do want you to focus on ONET's use with persons with disabilities. Tell us how you use ONET as you work with that clientele.
Certainly. My agency has always used products published by Department of Labor. Our vocational counselors use the ONET in particular with our customers for many reasons. Some customers may be interested in what jobs they could do with skills they already have. That is, transferable skills. This is particularly applicable to older workers, dislocated workers, and incumbent workers. Other customers may want to know what jobs they can do with specific levels of training. For this, the ONET offers what they now call the job zones, which have superseded the old specific vocational preparation times. We may want to use our strongest academic areas and see how those fit into the world of work. For instance, if I'm good at math or chemistry or one of the other sciences, ONET can be queried using those criteria. So there are a lot of ways to use ONET with many different customers. Often, of course, customers want to explore jobs as they relate to limitations caused by disability. ONET is a really good place to start this process. You can sort jobs by the ONET descriptors, which we'll talk about in more depth later, and these are very helpful, particularly the abilities and work activities sections. These areas are well-developed and facilitate a better understanding of job demands. Once the job requirements are clear, customers can make better decisions about how they fit into a specific job. Another important reason to understand a job from multiple perspectives, particularly if you have a disability, is so that reasonable accommodations can be identified well before the job interview. It's important that the job seeker accept responsibility for their own needs and make the accommodation process as easy as possible for the employer. It's not a good job search technique to ask the employer to figure out what accommodation you need. You should know what you need and be able to discuss it. Employers are more willing to make accommodations than they are to invent them.
What part of ONET Online do you find particularly useful to your clients?
Well, every section has its own particular focus, and they all work together very well. I like the interest profiler and the work importance profiler, which are two pieces of ONET that come often before the online version. But for ONET Online, I particularly like the skill search because it's highly interactive. You can look at jobs using the skills you already have, using skills you might have later, using different sets of skills. You can see how your potential occupations change when you plug in different skills, and you can customize it personally. So I really enjoy that. And I also like the tools and technology search modes. That's important because it's a new way of looking at jobs that people often don't think of. A lot of times people know what tools and technology they use. I use a carpenter's square and a drafting table, and those are tools. And technology might be chemistry again or computer knowledge and so forth. And you can look at the whole database of jobs based on what tools and technology are used in individual occupations. And I'm always surprised at how many matches a person gets. Even if they think they don't have many skills, this is really a good way to look at jobs. As an aside, though...
Well, Steve, you mentioned earlier that you use the search by descriptor abilities function in ONET Online. Can you give us some examples of how you might tap that search capability to help individuals with disabilities?
Certainly. ONET divides abilities into four broad categories: cognitive, physical, psychomotor, and sensory domains. Each of those categories is further divided into specific elements, which are required in varying combinations on different jobs. A person can view how much of each element is required by their jobs of interest and make choices about which job best fits their individual situation, so they can kind of customize it to their own needs. For instance, a person may wish to avoid or include jobs that require, I'm going to quote here, the ability to quickly and repeatedly bend, stretch, twist, or reach out with your body, arms, and or legs. You would find this element under the physical abilities category. By reviewing the ability categories, we can select jobs that either offer or avoid specific elements. This can be very helpful to customers with disabilities.
What other ONET resources do you find helpful?
I really appreciate the connection with other providers. When you're using the ONET, you can link directly to the Job Accommodation Network, Career InfoNet, you can get wage information, explore related occupations. They've tried to make this a real partnership.
Well, Steve, I mentioned that you are a super user, and that's for sure. I really appreciate you sharing this information with us today. And it's clear you know your way around ONET and its resources and can apply them to help persons with disabilities learn about jobs.
Well, thank you, Janet. I particularly enjoy the ONET because it provides a big picture of jobs, yet it relates to individual circumstances. So it brings those two things together. As I've watched the evolution of the ONET, it's clear that it's grown into the first choice for job seekers and dislocated workers interested in career planning and related activities. The ONET represents a real partnership, providing a truly comprehensive information package that improves decision-making. I want to strongly encourage listeners to get to know the ONET. This is good stuff.
Fantastic, Steve. And to all of you listeners, be sure to visit onetacademy.com for more information on the ONET system. Thank you, and I hope you're having a great day.